الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with this Mubarak day, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah has given special significance to this day, and there are moments on a Friday wherein our du'as are accepted. The moments, the ghari, the exact time is hidden, so that we may spend more of our time in du'a and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy when we ask from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you are called for the Friday prayer, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave off all transactions. Completely stop all business, etc. That is much better for you if you only knew. So therefore, Alhamdulillah, we find that the believers, in answering this call, they leave everything and they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, it is a reminder for us that every day, 5 times a day, we are called, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great, Allah is most great. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come to salat, come to your success. In the ibadat of Allah, in the contact of Allah, lies there in your success. And when a person links himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat comes towards him. Allah becomes his hands with which he works. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent malaika to assist him. My most respected elders and dear brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the Quran and Majid, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am very, very close by. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. I answer the dua, the call of the person making dua. Fal yastajibu li wal yu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. They should seek acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek from Allah ta'ala. Have firm iman in Allah, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that mankind may become understanding and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of us. We are all in need of Allah every moment of our life. The fact that we are living, it is through the order of Allah. The question was asked to Rasulullah concerning this ruh and soul and life. Allah Ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This ruh, this soul is from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have been given a very little knowledge concerning it. This ruh, this life is from the order of Allah we are living. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull back his order. This ruh will leave this temporary body. And then my respected elders and dear brothers, if it is a soul for Jannat, the farishtas of Jannat come to take that ruh and welcome that ruh, my dear brothers. And in the in-between world, which starts from the qabr, which is known as the alam-e-barzakh, the in-between world, Allah gives that soul the body of Jannat to rest. The place is shown to that person that that is your maqam in Jannat. Fragrance from Jannat comes into that qabr and becomes a garden of paradise. That is why Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, the beloved son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he used to go to the qabristan, he used to cry. So much so that his beard would get wet with tears. When they asked him, what is it that makes you cry so much? Are you frightened for the qabr? He says, the qabr is the first place. A person will pass here, he will pass in the akhirat. And if he fails here, he will fail in the akhirat. And he mentions the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something to the effect that the qabr, imma rawdatun min riyadil jannah, wa imma hufratun min hufarin nar. Either it is a, what you call, garden from the gardens of paradise, or either it is a pit from the pits of hell, my dear brothers. Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent us in this world for a short life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to see how we conduct ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us for a short while to see how we conduct ourselves, my dear brothers. At the same time, we are warned in the Quran and Majid, وَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Do not let this worldly life deceive you. Do not let this worldly life deceive you. And the great deceiver, the shaitan, do not let him deceive you also. The shaitan makes you feel that you're going to live here for long. Enjoy yourself. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly explains to us that do not let this world deceive you. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَسًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرُجَعُونَ. Do you think we have created you without purpose and you shall not be returning to us? Very, very soon we will be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give account. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. The noble writers are there and they are recording. Every action is being recorded. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَاهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَاهُ. Whoever does an atom of good also, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ. مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ is that small atom, my dear brothers. That action also you will see it on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَاهُ. That person who does an atom of bad also, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Reminding us that soon we'll be giving account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be said, Ikra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Read your own kitab. Take stock of yourself. There's your account. You are sufficient to take account of yourself. And those people who are going to be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah, if they deny anything which the Malaika have written, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in Surah Yasin, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Allah Ta'ala says that on that day we will seal their mouths. اليوم, today we will seal your mouths. وتكلمنا أيديهم, their hands will speak, and their legs, their limbs will give evidence, because whatever they were doing, my dear brothers. These very limbs will give evidence. The person will say, I did this for you, for your comfort, and today you are giving evidence against me. That is the day of justice, my dear brothers. Maliki yawmiddin. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. Everybody will be there before Allah to give account. What will be our position, my dear brothers? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانْ. For that person who fears the time when he stands before Allah to give account, Allah has promised a double jannat for him. For that person who fears the time when he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give account. Maqama rabbihi. That position before Allah to give account. He fears Allah and he prepares accordingly. Allah has promised double jannat for him, my dear brothers. Double jannat in this sense that here also Allah will make it easy for him. And in the akhirat also, Allah ta'ala will give him whatever his heart's desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Therein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you whatever your heart's desire. Whatever you call for, Allah ta'ala will make it present to you there. Because this life, this short life, you had it in front of you that I have to stand before Allah and give account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Majeed that all this corruption that comes about in the earth, it is because of the actions of mankind. Zara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahr bima kasabat aydin nas liyuziqahum ba'd alladhi yaminu la'allahum yarji'un. Whatever corruption you find in the earth or in the sea, it is because of the doings of mankind. Bima kasabat aydin nas. Because of the actions of mankind. Liyuziqahum ba'd alladhi amilu. So that man may taste the effects of his actions. La'allahum yarji'un. So that mankind may return back towards Allah. Because of the general actions that go up, the amal that goes up to Allah Ta'ala, either they form clouds of noor and rahmat comes down. Good conditions come down. And Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala save us. When the amals of the ummah go up in bad conditions, in bad amal, it brings about bad conditions, my dear brothers. This whole ummah is one body. This whole ummah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminds us, is like one body, my dear brothers. Kajasadin wahida. When any part of the body is in pain, the entire body feels it. Like that. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this ummah is one body. Izashtaka minhu uzwun. When one part of the body is in pain, the whole body feels it. Like that, my dear brothers, this whole ummah is one body. For example, the leg slips here and the head gets hurt there. The head cannot blame the leg that why did you slip. It cannot blame the hands that why didn't you put your support down in time so that I should not get hurt. It's all one body. Like that, my dear brothers. Conditions come onto this ummah. It came in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of Uhud. Some misunderstanding took place when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put the some sahaba, 50 archers, on the mountain pass, and they thought that the battle was over. They saw the kuffar running away. When those 50 archers came down and left their position, Their Amir, their leader told them that do not leave your position. They said, no, that command was for the time of the duration of the battle. Now it is time to go down and collect the booty that is left behind by the kuffar. We find that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, who accepted Islam later, came from the back and made an attack. 70 sahaba became shaheed. 70 sahaba became shaheed, my dear brothers. And the history has shown us, my dear brothers, that this ummah has gone through difficulties when the orders of Allah are being broken. How much do we worry and cry for one command of Allah that is broken, my dear brothers? For verily Allah Ta'ala says this fasad comes bima kasabat aydin nas, because of the actions of the people. And nas is general people. Why? The Muslims are responsible, my dear brothers. We are that ummah which has been made responsible by Allah for the guidance of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. You are the best of ummah. Allah has chosen you, selected you for the guidance of mankind. And your job is to enjoin the right and forbid the wrong. And you have firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear brothers, that how valuable the commandments of Allah is. One command of Allah is broken. For example, salat is left out. Man fatathu salatuna. Nawfil bin Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Nawfil bin Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, who says that man fatathu salatun faka'annama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu. One person missing one salat is like he has lost all his family and wealth. One Musliman missing one salat intentionally, not worried, not concerned. He missed his Fajr namaz, he didn't wake up, he didn't make any qaza, he's not worried. It is like though he has lost all his family and wealth. The fire has burnt his house. How much does it concern us when our neighbors are missing the salat? This is one command of Allah, my dear brothers. And Rasulullah announces, As-salatu imadu al-deen, faman aqamaha faqad aqama al-deen, waman hadamaha faqad hadam al-deen. Salat is that pillar of Islam. Whoever establishes it, he has established the deen of Allah. And whoever drops this pillar, he has dropped the deen of Allah. Because salat governs the life of a believer. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Surely salat prevents a person from shameful acts, from evil acts. Salat has the power. When a person performs his salat correctly, with his due etiquettes, makes his wazoo properly, his taharat properly, his recitation of Quran is correct, the salat goes up in a beautiful way and say, may Allah protect you as you have protected me. On the other hand, my dear brothers, sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they put this question forward, anuhlaku wa fina salihun ya Rasulullah. Will we be destroyed when there are pious ones amongst us also? Will we be destroyed when there are certain pious servants amongst us? Rasulullah s.a.w. answered something to the effect, yes, iza kasura fihimul khabus. When evil will become widespread, khabasat will spread, then the catch of Allah will come on all. On the day of Qiyamah, the guilty will be separated from the pious ones. So therefore, my respected elders and dear brothers, we are not free. Sometimes it is flood somewhere, sometimes it is earthquake somewhere, sometimes it is war somewhere, sometimes it is the attack of the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn towards Allah, strive for the deen of Allah, establish the deen of Allah. If you study the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers, you will find short advices given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ponder over those words, my dear brothers. Irhamu ar-rahimun yarhamuhumur rahman. irhamu man fil ard yarhamukum man fis sama. Those who show mercy, Allah will show mercy unto them. Irhamu man fil ard, have mercy on the people of the earth. And the master of the sky, Allah will show mercy to you. Have mercy on the people of the earth, and the master of the sky, Allah will show mercy to you, my dear brothers. You help somebody with food, with clothing, help him with a bit of money, no doubt you will get sabah for it. No doubt that is raham in a very, very small way. But think, how can this banda be linked with Allah? How he may fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when he will fulfill the orders of Allah, he will take from the treasures of Allah which are unlimited. He will take from the treasures of Allah which are unlimited. So my respected elders and dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy unto the mankind, my dear brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a mercy unto the entire mankind. Once more we have to stand up with that effort of mercy, my dear brothers. That work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of calling people towards Allah. People must see the Musalman and they must be reminded about Allah, my dear brothers. Wherever Sahaba went, they did not even know the language of the people. They said, Kunu mislana, become like us. Allah Ta'ala made them a means of hidayat, my dear brothers. Because they said that Allah has sent us. Allah has sent us. Let us check every home, my dear brothers. That how much we are fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are encouraged to have ta'aleem with our families. Every day, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, read from the beautiful kitab, Fadail Amal. Virtues of Quran, virtues of zikr, stories of sahaba. There will be noor in our homes. There will be amal in our homes. And when the light comes, automatically the darkness goes. You don't have to take a stick to hit out the darkness. On the light, and the noor will come. Let there be amals in the life of the ummah, my dear brothers. Cry for this ummah, my dear brothers. Many, many places, alhamdulillah, jamaats are working. They take statistics. Some places we find that the only 20% namaz is in the whole town, my dear brothers, who are making 5 times daily salat. Only 20% namazi. Many, many places jamaats worked in Ramadan where people were not fasting, my dear brothers. These are the pillars of Islam which are being broken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, I do not fear poverty over you. Mal fakr aksha alaykum. ولكن اخشى ان تبسط عليكم الدنيا فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما اهلكتهم. I do not fear poverty over you, but what do I do fear? That this world will be opened up to you and you will start exceeding one another in the world, trying to grab more and more of this world. You will forget the akhirat, you will forget your mission of life, the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you will start exceeding in the world, trying to get more and more of this world will destroy you as it destroyed those before you. My respected elders, dear brothers, we should cry for the ummah at large. Wherever the ummah is in difficulty, Allah Ta'ala must send his special mercy. Allah Ta'ala must send his special rahmat. Allah Ta'ala must send his special help and madad. That Allah Ta'ala open the doors of hidayat. Allah must open the doors of hidayat for their entire mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for the whole ummah, my dear brothers. And then, when people like Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to accept Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed them, my dear brothers. Marhaban li Khalidin, marhaban li Khalidin. The welcome towards Khalid, the sahaba was shouting, he is coming to the fold of Islam. Hinda, who had chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was forgiven and she came into Islam, my dear brothers. the son of Abu Jahl, the great leader who killed many Musliman, many Sahaba in many battles. Finally, he was killed also in one of the battles. Abu Jahl's son, Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala, became a close Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished for the hidayat of mankind. That is why we say, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us all onto the sirat al-mustaqim. We have to go into the four corners of the world. We have to go into the four corners of the world and establish the deen of Allah, learning deen, practicing deen, and conveying it to others. Learning deen, practicing deen, and conveying it to others. This was the mission which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. Once more, my dear brothers, when this ummah will turn towards Allah, this ummah as a whole, you will find Allah's rahmat coming, my dear brothers. Allah's help coming. Allah's promise. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurukum wa yusabbit aqdamakum. Oh, you believe, if you help Allah, Allah will help you. Allah will make your feet firm. Nobody can shake you. You can see the environment around us, my dear brothers. That how much the orders of Allah are being broken. How much does it hurt our hearts, my dear brothers? How much have we cried for this ummah? That is why we are asked to give some time and come out in the path of Allah. We are asked to give some time and come out in the path of Allah. Work in our own areas also. Work in other countries also. Learn the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with hikmat and with wisdom. Call people towards Allah. Have mercy on mankind, and Allah will show mercy upon us. My respected elders and dear brothers, the crux is, alhamdulillah, we all have to make niyat that we are going to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Friday night here in this masjid, alhamdulillah, after Maghrib, many jamaats come from overseas. Jamaats out in the path of Allah for four months. They are walking in the path of Allah. They are walking in the path of Allah from town to town, many of them, and drawing the rahmat of Allah, my dear brothers. One jamaat from Transvaal, they walk right from the Mozambique border, Angola, through what you call Mpengeni area, Zululand area, Matuba area, came into Stanga, all the villages, Asheville, Chaweni in Stanga, they came through the what you call coast route, and today the jamaat is here in Phoenix, in Durban, my dear brothers. They're walking in the path of Allah. There are so many jamaats like that to draw the rahmat of Allah, to take away the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, each one of us can spare time for the deen of Allah. So alhamdulillah, every Friday night programs takes place here after Maghrib, after Isha, after Fajr on Saturday morning. Jamaats move in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. Let us take part. Let us cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That real cry, that the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come, the work of this ummah. Wherever the ummah is in difficulty, we will cry in the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah's rahmat to come down, my dear brothers. In whichever way we can assist, how far we can go, to the last penny in our pocket, we will strive in the path of Allah. But once more Allah ta'ala shows mercy onto this ummah. Once more this ummah becomes the torchbearers for the hidayat of mankind, my dear brothers. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.